Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to 929, the weekly podcast that serves you some Monday morning inspiration and advice to help you win the week ahead. 929 is a podcast from Fiverr, the digital freelance marketplace, and I'm your host, Ishan Akbar. Please make sure you listen to the end today, as I've got an offer from Fiverr that could make your week that bit better in whatever you're trying to achieve. Today, I'm talking to Janelle Carter, professional esports player for Equinox Gaming and a Red Bull athlete.
I am a pro esports player, specifically for Tekken 7.
Janelle's been active within the gaming community for almost 10 years and always had a vision to better the community and create a more welcoming environment. She's been incredibly successful, being named on Forbes 30 Under 30 gaming list for 2022, and she believes in the importance of being authentic whilst building your brand.
Being authentic means that you recognize that you're not perfect, but if you want to get to a certain place, a certain part in your life, you're constantly trying to evolve. You're trying new things. You're learning new things. But you're staying true to you in the process.
Let's get chatting with Janelle Carter. What was the moment you realized that you wanted to and could do gaming professionally?
The moment I realized this could be something I could do full time was definitely when I was in school and I got invited through an email to participate on E-League, which is an American television show, which broadcasts tons of different competitions at a high level for different games. So Tekken was on the roster this time, and I was invited. I was upcoming. This is 2018. I went. I proved myself pretty hard, actually, when I went there. I took out a lot of like big names, helped lead my team to victory, along with my other teammates. And I realized, I'm like, wow, I can play it. Being under this much pressure, being recorded on live for live television. So after I graduated, and then I got approached by Equinox Gaming, and they wanted to sign me. You know, I did so good at E-League, and you know, following up to that, I felt like I could, you know, be pretty good if I continued to apply myself and show up to the tournaments and get to pro level. So I took the offer, and it's been like 3+ years now because of that.
That sounds absolutely amazing. And I think, so the uninitiated, it probably just sounds like all you do in your week is you get to play games, which sounds like the absolute dream. But what does your week usually look like?
My week actually is filled with multiple things, because as a pro player, it's not just playing, but it's everything else that you do. So it's interviews, podcasts like this. Sometimes you have other obligations and activations, like streaming, not just the game, but other things, like charity fundraising, because you like doing that. Or coaching, which I've done multiple times. Also educating people on the fact that you can have careers in this, because I present a perspective that some people might not know about. They kind of always get the CEO side, or like the you know, the person who runs a lot of the esports orgs and stuff. They get those perspectives a lot. But sometimes they really don't get the player perspective. But there's a lot of people who actually want to be in this spot, and I want to help them understand how to.
So let's get into that. What is it that you've observed about those professional gamers, about the way they build their brand, that you've tried to emulate or kind of change a bit for yourself?
With pro players, I think something that they do really well, they use content creation to promote their brand, exposure, while also it pays them. Things that I like to do a little bit differently, though, is I don't like to just focus on one aspect of like a game, or just content creation on YouTube. I don't really enjoy doing content on YouTube. So I take a different route. I use Twitter, I use Twitch, I use Instagram as my sources of content creation. Like a board of like talking about my journey, or you know, giving advice and tips, or letting people know what's up with me. But I always make sure that I follow my own way of doing things for my brand. I don't just follow like another player's, you know, blueprint, because I take what I can from it. So that when I use those methods for my own brand growth, I'm not feeling weighed down. Like I'm trying to just emulate everybody's stuff when I can be organic. And I do believe you should try things first before you knock them in terms of how you build your brand. But if it doesn't work, there's more than one way to expand your reach and discoverability.
What's coming through loud and clear is you have a real sense of self and you've understood your value very quickly. You understand what you bring to the industry. There's a real authenticity to this. To you, what does it mean to be authentic?
It's being yourself. It's staying true to that, not letting it change just because other people around you are doing something completely different. I believe it's important to study those around you who are doing what you're doing and maybe not doing what you're doing, but they have a type of energy, type of flow, type of work ethic that maybe you strive to have. But authentic to me is really just me doing what I want on my own terms, never keeping myself locked in a box in that sense. If I want to go outside of myself and I want to do something different than what I've been doing in my career, I will. But I also want people to know that I'm human. And that's the part to my brand that I think is so, that's been so communicated over the years, is the fact that I'm a human, that my experiences are different than many people's, given the fact that I'm also a Black woman that's in esports, you know, and we're in a smaller category, especially on the pro side at times, that like I got here based on hard work, but my experiences have really shaped the way I approach things and who I am as a whole.
I'm interested in the human element because your gamer tag or your gaming name is Cuddlecore. Is that where the name came from? And is it a big deal what your gamer tag is?
The name Cuddlecore honestly just was from a game I used to play, Dance Dance Revolution, Supernova specifically. And there was a song I really enjoyed. Whenever I listened to music while I was doing my homework, I would listen to songs from the track, which is called Murmur Twins. But there was a Cuddlecore remix, and that's the one I always listen to. I think it really connected with me because I, no matter how old I've gotten, and even back then, I'm very affectionate. I'm very emotional, emotionally driven person. I'm passionate. That's who I am. Cuddles, that sounds like all of that, but also core, like at the core, like, you know, I'm just, there's so much energy that flows within me because I care so much about everything I do. So, yeah.
So obviously your passion and enthusiasm rings true. You talk so passionate about this. How do you keep on top of that? Keep maintaining and tapping into that passion? Because sometimes when you're running a business or working somewhere, that can take you away from the thing that you're passionate about. How do you keep on top of that?
Sometimes with work, though it's something I love, it is a business and it takes energy, grit, and passion to do it. And it takes up an entire week, right? Hours, even outside of the regular 9 to 5 hours to keep ourselves tapped into those interests. I sometimes believe you kind of have to take breaks and set those boundaries because sometimes you diving into those interests won't just be within your work. It'll be sometimes the things you want to do outside of your work. Say if you want to tap more into reading or drawing or traveling, swimming, anything. Sometimes it's not something you do during work. It's something maybe you're doing during your free time, which is so important to actually to carve time out for because it gets really easy to get overloaded with work and burnt out. I think to avoid that is setting those boundaries. Like certain times, hey, I'm not checking these emails. Okay, it's 6 o'clock. Okay, I'm off the clock. I'm not answering anything. And then those could be the times where you pop open that book, go to the gym, or maybe try and cook a new dish that you've never tried. That's how you stay tapped into those interests is setting those boundaries so that when you want to learn new things, you have the time to. And if you want to learn them within your work, it's easy to kind of implement them because a lot of the time it's already a part of the things you like anyway. And if it's not, you, yet again, make time for it.
It's very rare that we get, you know, someone of your caliber and your gaming pedigree on a podcast to talk about games in the industry. So I'm going to use this opportunity to get a tip from you, one gaming tip that you're willing to give away.
And trying to get better at any game, especially one that's competitive, never be afraid to reach out and ask questions. You're not expected to be some god at the game when you first start, but you're not going to get anywhere if you don't ask people tips and tricks. There's a lot of us that you just want to help.
Janelle, thank you so much for joining us on 929.
Thank you so much for having me.
How will this conversation with Janelle inspire your day? Will you start embracing what makes you truly authentic or begin to set boundaries so you can delve further into the things you're passionate about? Here's something else to help your week go that bit better. Fiverr are offering listeners of this podcast 20% off their next order when you use the discount code podcast22 at fiverr.com. Try it today and enjoy getting more stuff done. Thanks so much for listening. Hit follow and I'll be back with you next Monday morning. Until then, have a great week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.